How you show up in one aspect of your life is how you show up in all aspects of your life. Don't believe me? Take a listen to the episode and let me know what you think. If there's anything I've learned from my time caring for the seriously ill, it's to appreciate the extraordinary gift of this thing we call life. Hi, I'm Dr. Kathy Zhang, palliative care physician, author, and speaker, and my goal is to bring the clarity, purpose, and meaning often found at the end of life to help you live your best and most fulfilling existence now. I truly believe everyone on this planet has a purpose, and it's my mission to help you filter out the noise and discover yours. Let's get started. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of The Purpose Filter. How are you doing today? All right? Not so great? Really amazing? Well, however you're feeling, I hope that it gets a little bit better for you. Even if you're feeling really, really great, I hope it gets better for you as well. Sometimes we've got good days and sometimes we don't have very good days, and that's just life, isn't it? So we try to take it all in stride the best that we can. So today I wanted to share a story with you. I went to dinner with a friend of mine and we used to work together. I left after about 2 years at that former position because I wanted more for my career. And to be honest, I wasn't really happy in that environment. And my friend who I just went to dinner with, she is still there. And, you know, I loved my colleagues when I was there clearly because otherwise I wouldn't be having dinner with them now. And we were catching up and just talking about what's happening, you know, at my former job and what is new in her life and my life and things like that. And, you know, she's made some really, really big strides in her life just in terms of how she's thinking about her life and her self-worth and all this stuff. And it just made me so happy to hear that. And we were talking, I don't know how we got to this topic, but basically her husband had bought her this nice gold bracelet. It has some diamonds on it. It's a really nice piece of jewelry. And I think it was like celebrating a special occasion or something. And she loves the bracelet. She loves it on other people, but she hasn't worn her own herself. And I'm like, why aren't you wearing it? What's wrong? And she told me, she's like, you know, honestly, I don't feel like I can wear it. And so we dug a little bit deeper. It sits in her closet. And I asked her, you know, why do you think that is? And, you know, it came out that her mom had always told her not to do so. You know, and I, as an Asian immigrant, I feel this so much. Okay. It's always like, be humble. Don't attract attention to yourself. Don't stir the pot. Be the bigger person. Back away from confrontation, save face, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And don't get me wrong, there are plenty of really, really great lessons to be learned from those kind of teachings. And I don't fault my parents at all. They raised me the best that they could. And I got to say, I'm damn proud to be their daughter. But here's the thing, we don't have to be our parents. We don't have to think like them. We don't necessarily have to act like them. We don't have to perceive the world exactly as they did or do because we are not them. We are not in the same situations, hopefully, that they were when they were raising us. You can take the best of what they taught you consciously and subconsciously and try to let go of the negative and disempowering beliefs that still reside within you. And so if you grow up with a mindset that, let's say, money is evil, or having nice things means that you're a spoiled brat, or you have to penny pinch just to get by, think of what kinds of actions you take, or rather you don't take, because of those beliefs. And of course, this isn't about wearing a nice piece of jewelry, a bracelet. Of course, you know that stuff isn't truly important when we really think about the bigger picture, right? But this is about how you show up for yourself in your own life. If you don't believe you're the kind of person who's worthy enough of wearing a nice bracelet or your good shoes, then how will you feel worthy enough to say, ask for a raise or stand up for yourself or even others when taken advantage of, or tell people no, or start a new career, or follow your dreams. Do you see where I'm getting? And I know you're going to ask, like, why is she making such a big deal out of this? It's not that important, right? And I'll tell you why. How you do one thing is how you do everything. How you show up in one aspect of your life is how you show up in every aspect of your life. Now, maybe you've seen people, or maybe you've been one of those people who, let's say, were on a health journey. They started off, maybe they were overweight and having some consequences of their poor eating and exercise habits. And then they turned it around and became really fit and now have really great cardiovascular endurance or whatever it is. And their life became better and changed in other ways because of how they were showing up for themselves in the realm of health and nutrition and that healthy lifestyle, right? It bleeds over into other aspects of our life. So if you cannot show up for yourself in one way, let's say you can't wear this bracelet that you're feeling that you're not worthy, or it's just going to make you feel weird, or other people are going to look at you, then in what other ways are you also not showing up for yourself? Right? Think about that. It is not just isolated to one thing. You think it's trivial. This is how you live your life. And look, there are so many reasons why we are the way we are, why we are the person that we are, how we think, how we behave, all of this stuff. And I want to talk about this concept of introjection, introjection. And it's essentially when someone unconsciously incorporates aspects of external reality into their self, especially attitudes, values, and qualities of another person or parts of their personality. So the classic example is when dads say to their sons, "Boys don't cry," right? The son internalizes that and makes a connection that, okay, I'm a boy, so I don't cry. And maybe as they grow up, they also unconsciously, subconsciously begin to act and behave like their father who told them this as a young child. Or when your mom says, like, "Oh, you don't deserve nice things," or anything like that. Slowly, all of that gets internalized into who we are and how we think and how we behave. And as human beings, we're always receiving and processing information, especially as kids, right? So let's say if you're a parent and if you have children, if our kids, or if you don't have children, our families, our friends, our colleagues, if they see us putting aside our own happiness, not showing up fully, hiding, pretending, being scared, how does that affect them? So, you know, you got to think, we're not living in a vacuum. People are watching us. Even if we don't think that we're being watched, people see how we show up. And how you show up for yourself can be a model of how others can do the same in their own life. And then the ripple effect, like I've said before, just travels outward and outward and outward. And so maybe you're at the point where you're like, you know what? Yes, I agree. I think that's what I want to do. I want to be able to show up for myself, for my family, for my loved ones. How do I do it? So here's how. You can change your thoughts or you can change your behavior. And I probably shouldn't say or, because why not do both? Why not change the way that you think about yourself, think about a certain situation, and at the same time, try to change the behavior and work backwards from there? Because that, I think, is one of the really great things about neuroplasticity and what they're doing all this research on. And I love, because it's based in science and it has real world applications, that it's not always just thinking that gets us results. If thinking got us results, then we wouldn't have to do anything. Right? We have to have the right mindset, have the right thought patterns, and marry that with actions, with decision-making, which is why I keep talking about making small changes and then thinking about a certain situation a little bit differently and trying to get you to see that there are alternate possibilities out there. And that's why things like Marie Kondo's Spark Joy kind of cleaning process, that's why it changes lives, right? It's the same reason why James Clear, who's the author of Atomic Habits, he had a reader, he tells a story who his reader lost over 100 pounds simply by going to the gym for 5 minutes every day. And he did that for 6 weeks. This reader literally drove to the gym, did like one exercise or half an exercise, then drove back. And you're like, how did this guy lose 100 pounds? Well, he had to become the type of person that goes to the gym 4 times a week. Even if it was only for 5 minutes, he established that habit. Because once you have that habit, then you can make it better. We can't expect ourselves to go to the gym for 45 minutes 5 days a week if we can't even get ourselves to the gym for 5 minutes 5 days a week. And so it's these baby steps, right? It's the little things in our everyday lives that again bleed over, that spill over into the more important parts that really matter when it comes down to it. It's not the small things that matter on a macro level, but it's the small things that get us to the really big things that actually matter. And so again, how you show up in one aspect is how you show up in every aspect. The more you do, the more you strengthen those neural pathways, the easier it becomes. It's like when you first start driving, right? You have to pay so much attention. You're like gripping the steering wheel. Your face is right in the windshield. You're so scared. But then you keep driving, you keep driving, you keep driving. You get used to it. It kind of becomes automatic. Like, have you ever driven somewhere and then you get there and you go like, how did I get from there to here? You kind of didn't realize that you got yourself from point A to point B, right? You ever kind of zone off when you zone out when you're driving and you're like, okay. Yeah. I'm driving, but I'm not really driving. This doesn't feel like a chore. This doesn't feel very strenuous. That is your brain just getting better at doing things that it once was not really good at doing. So it is the same with your life, right? And here's one other way that you can use introjection to your advantage. You can consciously model someone else. You know, there's that bumper stickers where it's like WWJ do, which is like, what would Jesus do? Well, then insert your person in there. What would my mom do? What would my dad do? What would Oprah or Beyonce, the president, Elon Musk, whoever you look up to, whoever you want to be like, then insert that person in there and consciously model them. Do what they would do. Think how they would think. Act the way that they would act. And at some point, you'll be doing these things, pretending to be someone else until you wake up one day and realize that it was you all along, right? You were the one who developed better habits. You were the one who took action. You were the person who actually made all of this happen. And that's when it's going to hit you. Hopefully it'll hit you sooner that you are changing, that you're growing, that you have grown, that you've become this person who does these things that you didn't think you'd be able to do way back when you started. And that's one of the main reasons I started this podcast, right? Is to be able to show people what kind of life they're truly capable of having if they had the mindset, the perspective, the tips, the tools, and tricks to be able to design a life that means something to them, that is fulfilling, right? And so if I leave you with anything in today's episode, and I've said this once and I'll keep saying it, stop waiting for a someday to do what makes you happy. Stop reserving your nice flatware or the special wine glasses or a beautiful outfit or your good jewelry for someday, for a special occasion. By doing that, you're showing yourself and others that you have to do something, quote unquote, worthy to truly enjoy your time on this earth. You're diminishing how special it is to wake up each day and start anew when so many people do not have that luxury. And that's not meant to make you feel guilty, but rather the other G word, which is grateful. Stop waiting until you're ready. Stop waiting until you've achieved something because you'll never do it. Start before you're ready. As Marie Forleo always says, I want you to celebrate life, celebrate your wins, however small they are. There will always be another goal. There will always be another thing, something in the future to worry about, but there will never be another moment like this one. Once it's gone, that's it. It's in the past. You get to choose how you spend your time. So to my dear friend who may or may not be listening, thank you for having dinner with me. That was a lot of fun. And also thank you for telling me that story, which I then turned into an entire podcast episode. I hope you're not mad. I hope this helped in some way. And I hope it helps you who are listening out there as well. You may not have a diamond bracelet that you're too afraid to wear because you don't think you're worthy, but I guarantee that there's something else in your life that you are not doing because of very, very similar reasons as my friend. And I hope, I truly, truly hope that you see how far you have come. Really look back at your life and just be like, wow, I may not know you, but I know you've probably been through some shit because we all have, all right? We all have. And so I hope you realize that you better be damn proud of the person that you've become and that you are the type of person who is badass enough to wear the damn bracelet. Put it on, girl, okay? Even if it's not a real bracelet, even if you have something else that you're thinking about doing, do it. Life is too short to put your stuff and keep it away, locked away for a rainy day. Live now. There is no other time better than now. Go ahead, live it up, treat yourself. Life is hard enough as it is. So that is all for today. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week. And as always, take care of yourselves and take care of each other. See you next time. That was our show for today. Thank you so much for allowing us to spend some time together. If you like what you heard and you haven't already, please share with a friend, subscribe, rate, and write a review. You can follow us on Instagram at purposefilter and on our website, purposefilter.com. Join me next time for another episode, and thanks for listening.